Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Singleton woman Kathleen Folbig looks to be getting another chance to prove her innocence over the deaths of her four children. She requested a review into a judicial inquiry that found evidence that reinforced her guilt last year, which will now be heard in the New South Wales Criminal Court of Appeal next year thanks to a change in legislation. The Newcastle Herald reports the New South Wales Supreme Court ruled that due to that change, the matter would be transferred to the Criminal Court of Appeal and heard in February. Justice John Baston said the key issue in favour of moving the matter was the nature of the proceedings. It's not a trial, but rather a review. The 51-year-old was jailed for 25 years in 2003 for the murders of children Patrick, Sarah and Laura, and the manslaughter of son Caleb. Hunter Valley Police District Commander Superintendent Tracy Chapman is urging everyone to remember the COVID-19 restrictions at sporting events over the next couple of weekends. There's a cap on the number of people allowed at events with a requirement to adhere to a 500-person limit, including participants, officials and spectators, and all of the necessary physical distancing and hygiene must take place as well. Superintendent Chapman says grand final time is a chance to celebrate, but unfortunately it just can't happen how it used to.
People still need to follow those public health restrictions, follow their COVID safety plans and practice good hygiene and physical distancing. Northern region more broadly have Operation Summer Safe running, and we've been doing that since September, and it will go through to January, but certainly a focus over the next few weekends around sporting events.
Police are investigating after a house was destroyed by fire at Muswellbrook this morning. Fire and rescue crews from Muswellbrook and Aberdeen were called to the corner of Brett Street and Parkinson Avenue at about 5:50 a.m. On arrival, fire crews found large amounts of smoke and flames issuing from a house alight and got to work. Hunter Valley Police District officers said no one was home at the time and the occupants hadn't been there overnight. Police are treating the fire as suspicious at this stage. It's believed there were reports of a break and enter at the house earlier this week. If you've been hearing some loud noises in Singleton today, don't stress, it's coming from the Singleton Army Base. Word on the street is that there was a joint terminal control course happening today, which required soldiers to call in live bombs from the air this morning. There's been two big training exercises happening at the base earlier this month that wrapped up early this week. The Royal Australian Air Force were conducting flying operations over the base as a part of two exercises called Exercise Black Dagger and Exercise Phoenix Black. And this weekend, an Upper Hunter trainer is headed to the $1.3 million Kosciuszko race at Royal Randwick. Scone-based trainer Brett Cavanaugh has two contenders in the race tomorrow. Fender has drawn Barrier 3 and It's Me, who is also racing, has drawn Barrier 7. And that's your latest local news.